Hi, I'm Eileen Balinski, senior editor at Living on Earth, and with me now is Mark Seth Lender. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Eileen.
Mark, this wasn't your first trip to the Arctic. Why'd you decide to go back again?
Well, you know, in the Arctic in particular, every season is like a different country. You really see different things every time of year. Last time I was there, it was summer. The tundra was covered in flowers. There was no snow. And it's a very, very different feel than the early spring, which is really persists well into May and it still really feels like winter and is quite violent. And it's the time when a lot of things happen, when the beginning of things happens in the Arctic.
Did you go up there specifically to see the sandhill cranes?
No, as a matter of fact, I didn't. That was pure serendipity, which is the way things often work when you're in the field. I mean, it was delightful that I got them. I didn't expect to see them. And as you know, I'd seen them in the Bosque del Apache and written a piece about them, which we aired quite recently. And I knew that they went to this part of Hudson Bay, but I had no idea that I would encounter them. It was just sheer luck.
What kind of wildlife did you actually hope to see, and what did you actually see?
Well, I actually, for once, got completely skunked. I didn't get a single recording, a single photograph, or a single sighting that I was up there for. We found fox dens, which probably had fox in them because we heard them barking at night, but no fox. We found bear spoor of Barren Grounds grizzly, but no grizzly. We saw some of the lead scouts of the caribou herds, which was the main purpose of the trip, but we never found the main herd. And through all of this, we were just getting beaten to pieces, being carried across the tundra in komatiks, which are these very heavy Inuit sleds being towed by snowmobiles at about 40 clicks over what was supposed to be snow-covered and was mostly rock because the melt occurred practically a month early. So it was really tough. But the sandhill cranes were, you know, this just tremendous reward, because it was such a surprise.
Mark, what other animals did you see there?
Well, we had one wolf pass by the camp very briefly, late in the day. It was almost dark. And we saw a lot of ptarmigan, which are these white dove-like birds, very funny. Their calls are just really wild. And I'd wanted in particular to film their feet, which are very large for the size of the bird. And they're like snowshoes, so they don't sink through the snow cover. And in fact, I never got a shot of those feet. I got great shots of ptarmigan, but no feet. So I'm going back. I'm going back.
Exactly.
That's always the answer, you know.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you, Eileen.
Author Mark Seth Lender.